Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. A bear attack in Southbury, Connecticut.
What?
We posted it on our Facebook page, and I feel like the tribe is on the same page. We'll get to that in a second. It was a hiker was injured falling in encounter with a black bear.
An encounter.
While hiking in the woods in Southbury Saturday.
Some enchanted evening, you will meet a bear.
It's over near Lake Zor.
Ah.
If you know exactly where this happened, call in. Spokesperson for the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, Christina Rosneck, or Rosek, said a 38-year-old guy from Newtown was taken to Danbury Hospital for non-life-threatening injuries.
Does that mean a bear attacked him or he tripped over himself running away?
Right. I want to know more. I want to know, did this bear, like, come at you, or were you guys, like, both jogging?
Right.
And, like, you round the corner by a tree, he's like, donk.
Right, exactly, right. Yeah, yeah.
The bear's texting, didn't see him.
Exactly, yeah. Right. I beeped the horn.
But, yeah, was this a swipe? Was it a bite? Was it a stomp?
What or happened? was it a bear? Run away. Ran into a tree.
Right.
What's the extent here?
We want more information.
More intel, please. Info.
Deep unable to find the bear.
The bear knocked me down, and then he took my lunch money.
I fell out of my shoes. I ran so hard.
I imagine it kind of like a bitch slap. Like,
right, yeah.
This is my cave.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, what are you walking through my yard for?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, get off the grass. Why is there? Oh, yeah.
He was able to get away from the bear.
And the bear kept walking.
Which fled into the woods.
Yeah, okay, fled.
Where's it going to go? It's already in the woods.
Yeah, he's hiking. Where was he hiking?
Yeah. Yeah.
It ran off into the woods. Well, it was in the woods.
Yeah.
It's a bear.
The only thing I was able to see from, there's a Facebook page called Citizens of Southbury.
Uh-huh.
And
I should be on that.
Citizens
somebody said it happened either near Kettletown Park or Scott Road near Lake Zor.
Yeah.
Those were the...
Kettletown Park is right on Lake Zor. So
okay.
Right in that area.
Yeah, but what's the encounter, though? Did you see the bear and you're embellishing
right.
it?
That's what we want to know.
Yeah. Are you embellishing here? I saw the bear.
The bear dropped out of a tree with a parachute. What
exactly,
happened?
Right. Was the bear having a little cookout?
Was it riding a unicycle juggling while going down a path?
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
With a monocle.
These things you know, yeah.
And you
yeah.
threw a rock in the juggling and he got mad because he dropped everything.
Right. Hey, I was working on that, you idiot!
No, but, you know, and what happened to where you go to the hospital?
Right, is it anxiety?
You know, was the bear, did the bear, scratch him with the claws? Did you have, you know, non-life-threatening leaves it open for a lot.
Yeah, just swallow your gum
and
scream.
That could be two broken legs, a broken arm. That's not life-threatening.
I swallowed a
bubble
and
screamed. But damn, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Did he have a few scratches? Like, why don't you go and get checked out just in case because you fell? Or was it, holy crap, you need to go to the hospital. You're not going to die, but you need to go to the hospital.
I soiled myself accidentally.
The bear threw a bee's nest at me.
Oh, my God. It was horrible.
Now, we're not, this person, you know, it sucks, right?
Yeah.
So we're not making fun of him.
No, not at all. No.
But we'd like to know more about what happened.
Yeah, the encounter.
Mm-hmm. What? Happened.
Right. Can you be more specific? What
right.
happened?
You can't say there was a bear attack and then not tell us the details.
What the attack
just
was.
Like non-life-threatening. Okay, non-life-threatening. To what extent?
Yeah.
Non-life-threatening.
Yeah, if you don't like, fill just, us in, our minds run wild.
Are
exactly.
you a hair under non-life-threatening?
Yeah.
Or is this like...
A paper cut.
You got a boo-boo.
Yeah, I got yeah. a boo-boo.
We have some audio from Channel 3. So this first clip is a guy... You know, like when they're teasing the story coming up at 5:30.
Exactly.
And it's just a soundbite. And they say, more on that coming up.
Right.
So it's just one soundbite from one guy they spoke to in Southbury.
It's so unusual for a black bear to be aggressive like that.
And people in one local town are on alert this morning.
Is this the dance version?
I think the bear...
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. The 80s?
Let's not focus on the music.
I think the bear was just doing bear things.
Right.
I mean,
Yeah, the bears.
And this is where everybody on our Facebook page came down under that same umbrella.
Yeah.
Well, the state wanted to replenish the bear population, so sue the state. Steve, so I'm hiking in the woods looking at my phone, and I walked right into a bear. Cynthia, hunter's impression. Let's go in the bear's habitat and shoot them. Bear's impression. Stop cutting through our home on your way to grandmother's house.
How descriptive.
I don't know who goes through the woods to grandma's
house. Actually, that's the big bad wolf, not a bear.
Right.
They went over the river and through the woods.
To grandma's house we go.
Right.
Paul, attack? Question mark. If the hiker wasn't bitten or mauled, it wasn't really an attack.
You saw a bear.
Bear most likely felt threatened. Knocked the guy down out of survival instinct. I'm glad the hiker's going to be okay, but I don't want people freaking out and being reactionary, inaccurate headlines.
It's so unusual for a black bear to be aggressive like that.
I want to know more from this guy.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Yeah, what do you know?
What are your qualifications, sir?
Yeah, how do we know?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, well, I dine with them every night.
Exactly.
You know, right. We don't have any problems.
Right.
They have a couple of beers. They go their own way.
Exactly. Yeah. Kiss those Girl Scout cookies.
Eric Dahl, they should retitle the article to Hiker Accidentally Scared a Black Bear That Felt Concerned. Bear Knocked Down Hiker While Fleeing.
Yep.
That's a long headline.
It is.
That's the problem.
They're shortening down a little bit.
You don't get the clicks with that one.
Yeah, it's not sexy. It's not sexy.
You know, bear attack in Southbury gets you clicks.
It does.
The only time black bears attack are when someone encounters a very hungry male.
Hmm.
I feel like this person walked into this bear's home and the bear reacted. Like, if somebody random were to walk into my home, I feel like I'd react the same way.
Yeah. Where do bears live?
In the woods, I guess, right?
Yeah.
No, I know
bear
in
holes.
The woods.
Like, they live in, like,
you
like,
ass.
They look like caves, right?
Really? Because I thought there was a condo complex somewhere where they all live.
I know they're like townhouses. They like townhouses because it's
every
upkeep.
Unit starts with a B.
Exactly, right. Under the B, 17.
One, B2.
Under the B, 19. It's a bingo game.
They yeah, but there's moving. Not enough caves to house them all
right.
When it's time to hibernate.
Well,
like,
obviously.
Where do they go?
We need funding for caves for bears, obviously.
All right, and we have one more clip, but then we're going to go. Is this the entire story from Channel 3?
Yeah, this is how they reported it at 5:30.
Okay.
A 38-year-old man from Newtown is recovering this morning after a black bear attacked him on a hike. Police say the bear knocked the man to the ground on Saturday, right on a trail in the woods near Lake Zorin, Southbury. The man was able to escape. The bear ran right back into the woods.
That's crazy because we have a house actually right up the road, and we have to make a little hike through the path to go down there.
Wait.
You have to hike through the woods to go there.
Right. Mm-hmm. How about doing a driveway or a walk? There's a thought.
Revolutionary. Right.
We have to hike through the woods to go down there. Yep. Well, then don't go down there.
Exactly.
And I wonder if that bear went up. You know, the way they phrase it, it sounds like the bear took both paws and like pushed them. Like, you know,
right,
how right
yeah.
before
yeah.
you get into a fight,
yeah,
it's like shove.
Yeah,
you're like
shoved them.
I wonder when the bear was running away if it was thinking, "I've always wanted to do that.
That's awesome. I am so tough.
I've been
Finally.
Waiting so long to do that.
I'm so
stupid
cool.
Stupid humans leaving garbage everywhere.
That's right. She said I wasn't tough.
Was there anything else to the story we need to hear?
Police set up a trap for the bear, I should say, but they still have not found the animal. We're told the man is going to be okay. The DEEP says bears rarely attack people and that you should never feed them.
Never All feed right. them.
That's good. Well, you got to remind people because, you know, people are people.
Okay.
They set up a trap?
Yeah.
Is this like a trap to, like, kill the bear?
It's a picnic basket.
Or is it one of those, there's... like a rope with a loop,
right?
And it grabs your leg,
ankle,
and you kind of—it's like, wow, there's a bear dangling from the tree.
Even worse, it's a Rubik's cube. It'll be sitting there for hours.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
I live in Litchfield. I got them in my backyard like daily. If you walk out on the back deck, they'll stare at you for 5 or 10 minutes, and then they walk in the woods. They don't even come near you.
They don't even care.
Yeah.
I also hunt, and even walking in at 3:30 in the morning to go to your tree stand or walk through miles of woods to get to where you're hunting. Even you'll hear stuff run through the woods. You don't know what it is. It could be a bear, coyote, whatever.
Yeah.
But in all the years of hunting, never had an issue. So who knows what he did. But like I said, they come in my backyard almost daily, and they just stare at you, and then they wander off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the deep has to go out there and do something, right? They can't just say, look, you're in the woods.
Yeah, she just
bears are in the woods.
Right.
Sometimes you're going to just, like, run into each other.
Yeah.
Why? You're that fine. Makes sense.
No. Why they won't come out. They won't come out to my house. All they tell you is, unless it's life-threatening, just let it be.
Yeah.
Do you sing it?
Let it be.
So, I mean, I don't know what he did or how bad his injuries are that they got to go fighting the bear, but, I mean, they wander through our neighborhood daily, and everybody in the neighborhood's called, and they say the same thing. Just let them go.
They are all over Southbury. I talked to Dave from Southbury Chainsaw, and he says, I have nothing but bears all around the...
there you go. So
they must have a, you know, condo complex right near
they
me.
Must, yeah.
Social media. All right, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Dave, what's your amazing story?
Okay, so good number of years ago when I was... a young post-teen, I got caught up in a drug deal robbery.
What's post-teen, like 12?
No, post-after-teen,
like 20... Early 20s?
Oh, post. Yeah, like, you didn't say pre-teen.
No, post-teen, yeah.
12 would be pre-teen.
Exactly, unless you're going back in age.
You said post-teen.
Post-teen, right.
Okay.
Come on, guys, get it together.
Sorry,
get
right. So the drugs, sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was terminology that
I've never
use.
Heard that before.
To be honest, I think I just made that up, to be honest.
So okay.
I'm trying to think of a word that was made in my early 20s. I don't know what that word
so
is.
So in your early 20s?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just out of college, you know, kind of hanging out with... Some of the friends I grew up with weren't the most savory fellows.
Right.
From one of my friends was like, yeah, a pretty big drug dealer in the hood. And I did not partake. I should just tell you that.
Just hanging out,
Yeah, my friends are my friends. And one time I was hanging out with him at his house. He had a house already in his early 20s. That's how much money he was making.
Exactly, yes.
He got robbed. Kicked in the door, everything, like straight out of a movie.
Right.
With guns?
Oh, yeah. Four
masks?
Of them. All of them had masks, guns, everything.
Right.
It was crazy.
It was
and it was just me and him there. So
I'm guessing if he was dealing that much product, he had a gun somewhere. But I'm thinking with four people.
That's a good question. So he did. But he had a brother who was a drug addict, and his brother had just recently stole his gun and sold it. And so he didn't have his gun on him that day.
Probably good, because there was four people
actually
with guns.
Probably saved my life.
Yeah. And he'll get one for Christmas,
Right.
And it just so happened that my friend was upstairs, I was downstairs, and they came right down to me. And they have all the guns drawn on me, four guys, masks. You know, they're young. Here's the thing, man.
You can't say that.
Oh, what the F? I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just sitting there like, what the hell is going on?
Right, well, and, you know what you're doing. You're like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just, and they're like, yeah, sure.
Right.
Give it up or you're a dead man.
Right.
Here's the thing, though. They knew where they were going, and they knew I wasn't the one who was the guy. So then I'm sitting there really like, I really didn't know where the stuff was. I didn't know where he kept his stash or, you know, whatever. I knew it was in a house somewhere, but, you know, I didn't.
Did they shoot you, like, in the big toe to get you to talk?
No, what they did was one of the guys who had, like, a handgun or, I don't know, 45, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I'm not a gun expert. He pistol-whipped with me. He hit me in the head with the gun.
Ouch.
I don't know if you guys know what a pistol whip is, but that happened.
Yeah.
No, that's taking hard metal to the head.
Yeah, kind of hurt repeatedly.
Yeah.
Big boo-boo, yes.
And I'm just sitting there, and I just fell back onto the couch, and I'm just bleeding down. I just feel like my neck wet.
Yeah.
That wasn't enough. I just got lucky enough that there happened to be a hammer on the coffee table in his living room. Must have been putting up a picture or something.
Or
and one of the guys
oh,
picked
no.
up the hammer.
No.
And,
Dave. That hammer was not in there to hang a picture.
No.
No, I mean, it was serious. I mean, it was just there.
I was just going to hang a picture of my mom with that in my drug den.
Right.
No, I was going to put my college diploma up.
Yeah, no, that hammer was there to be a weapon.
Yeah, because his gun wasn't there anymore.
No. Honestly, no. It was just, he had a house. He was, you know, it was right. He had tools.
You have a hammer in a house.
Home Depot, yeah.
Okay,
Dave. I just got lucky.
Whatever you say.
Yeah, it's okay, Dave. Cool.
So you take the hammer.
It's
then
not
what
a horror
happened?
Movie. Right. You would have had better weapons than that.
Yeah, like a chainsaw or something.
Man, so one of the guys picked up the hammer and hit me in the head with it.
So you got hammered. Yes.
Wait, I thought you grabbed the hammer, so he took the hammer from you?
No, that's what I'm saying. Man, one of those, I wasn't fighting guys, four guys with guns with a hammer.
No, you were the big guy.
Good decision.
I knew what was happening. I was stuck. There's nothing I could do. The whole time I was just, how do I get out of this? Where's my chance to run?
How's my hair look?
And it just
do I have
never,
any dents
just,
in my head?
My hat's not going to look good.
My hat looks like a golf ball right now.
My hat's not going to look good anymore.
I do have a little scar on my head from that situation.
Oh, scar head.
All right. Well, that truly is an amazing story.
Right?
Dave, thank you for calling that in. You're in the running for the tickets.
That's the least I could get from this.
Seriously.
Amazing story.
We'll put him in the running for Deep Purple tickets. That's pretty dramatic.
Yeah.
I think after that happens, that would be something I would make me think, man, I need to get new friends.
Yeah. Yes. New circle of friends here.
Yeah, I need to, like, hang out with other people.
Yeah, I'm getting injured.
We're just sitting there. We're going to have some mac and cheese and watch the game, and then I got a hammer to the head.
Yep.
No, thank you. Pistol whip and a hammer.
I've gotten hammered friends before, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you don't go there anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Or at least limit your time on occasion.
Or wear a helmet before you go over there.
Exactly. Right.
I like how he thought the hammer was for carpentry use.
Yes.
It's a drug den.
Yeah. It's called a weapon.
Right.
Just got to hang this picture over here.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Through your head.
Well, it's tough after a call like that. No one's going to want to call now because they're going to say, my story is not that amazing. Wendy?
Yes?
What do you got?
I was kidnapped, and I was actually put into the witness protection program, but I was able to break free from the gentleman after being maced and stabbed.
All right, hold on one second. Forget what I just said.
Yeah, really.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Wendy.
I was in my house after a gentleman wanted to date me, and I did not want to date him. And I was in the house getting ready to go pick up my kids at the airport because they went to go visit my dad. And my head snapped back, and it was the man, and he ended up taking me out of the house after macing me and beating me.
Well, oh, my God. So when your head snapped back, was that him pulling your hair?
Yes. I was looking out my kitchen window, and he somehow got into my house. And
this is right from a movie.
I was on a 5.5 hour ride of pure torture.
Torture?
Oh my God.
When did this happen? This must have made the news.
I would think.
It happened. No, they kept it. They kept it quiet because they were putting me into the program. But it happened back in 2007.
What program were they putting you in? Like a drug and alcohol program?
No, witness protection, I think she said.
Oh, witness protection.
Yeah.
Where they change your name, they change your social, and they move you out of the state. It just so happens he died, so I was allowed to come back.
Oh, there you go, see?
Well, why would they do all that for you? This must have been someone they really wanted to put in jail.
Exactly. And I used to travel from where they moved me every time he went to court to make sure that he went to jail.
Wow. Huh. Okay, you get a pair of tickets.
Yes, you do.
How's that? All right, thank you. Hold on one second, and I'm glad you're okay.
Yes.
Governor Lamont has the best excuse for the grocery tax disaster.
Really?
News 12. You know News 12, right? It's Fairfield County.
Yes.
Cable news. They have one on Long Island and New Jersey. They spoke to the governor, and here's their report.
Only on 12, Governor Lamont is defending how he handled the so-called grocery tax. This during a one-on-one interview with News 12 Connecticut's Power and Politics. Our John
is this Raven a computer-generated voice?
No.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like it, yeah, but no.
Who goes around talking like this
you need
on a regular basis?
That's Uniblab 4.
Uniblab. What was Uniblab?
That was the Jetsons. I don't know, what George.
That? What was that? The
George's computer?
Computer
work, yeah.
Oh.
Uniblab. I don't know, George. Uniblab.
This is the future. You know, they're not going to have real people reading teleprompters on newscasts. They'll just have some, you know, AI. Some robot.
An AI, yes.
Cut down on words they're not supposed to say. Yeah, right. All that. Yeah.
I am a robot. But it'll be fun when they, you know, they get into a max headroom like, dunk, 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 dunk.
Yeah, they're
like, dunk, 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 dunk. Someone comes over.
Right.
Boom to the head.
Boom to the head.
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
Our John Craven grilled the governor today. John, he took a lot of heat for this.
Yeah, Della, of course you'll remember that. Grocery shoppers were furious when they found out things like bagels and popsicles were going to be taxed like meals at a restaurant. But today, Governor
I want to hear the grilling. Right, did you really grill them?
Right.
All right.
But today, Governor Lamont insisted the so-called grocery that even took him by surprise.
Oh, Lord. It took me by surprise also. That means you're inept. You have no idea, you moron. If it took you by surprise, then what the hell were you doing? If you had no idea.
An honest mistake.
Right.
It was an honest mistake.
I took me by surprise, too. I was shocked. I what the hell are you doing?
I make mistakes?
Clearly, he's not in charge.
Right. When we playing tiddlywinks, what are you doing?
Right. It was an honest mistake. I was surprised.
I woke up suddenly. What happened? I had no idea. Oh, my God.
I opened up my phone there, and I read it in my phone, and I was like, when did I do that?
I remember I liked something on Facebook, and then I went to the news, and I went, oh, my God, what happened?
An honest mistake.
I got back from fishing with Governor Cuomo. I went to buy some stuff. I was like, whoa, what's going on here?
You're charging my popsicles and my bagels.
Wow. An honest mistake.
Oh, then okay, it's an honest mistake. Sorry.
It just seems like something that is so invasive to people should be looked at a little bit more, right?
Yeah.
It should be taken seriously.
A little bit.
Like, let's go through this line by line. Bring them in.
Right.
Let's go through.
Let's do a dry run here.
Yeah.
Make sure this all adds up.
Yeah. How did this happen, people?
Tell the DHS commissioner I want to meet with him, and we're going to go through this line by line.
Yes.
An honest mistake that doesn't happen to someone who's in control. Not that big of a mistake.
No.
Honest mistake is, oh, were we supposed to wear purple ties today
exactly.
In honor of that event?
Right.
That honest mistake, I forgot. That's an honest mistake.
Forgot to bring a dish to the party, right. Yes.
Yeah. Doing a grocery tax on hundreds of items and not looking. It gets even better than.
Oh, really?
It gets better
it's
than
deeper?
This.
Cool.
Yes.
Shoppers were fuming a few weeks ago when they learned dozens of grocery items would now be hit with a 7% restaurant tax. According to the State Revenue Department, everything from rotisserie chickens to small containers of lettuce.
What's that beeping? Are they scanning Lamont's head for looking for a brain?
Yes. That's EEG. Yes.
Yeah.
Beep.
There's
lettuce,
an error.
Flatline.
Ice cream and cookies were now considered prepared meals.
Popsicles. They're nuts.
Days later,
that sounds like a man who has popsicles.
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 It's one of popsicles. The greatest quotes in news history.
Yeah. I forgot those existed. Popsicles.
Popsicles.
Popsicles. Don't know even the button. Pop the button.
Popsicles.
That's nuts. Popsicles.
Popsicles.
Well, that cracks my corn.
Popsicles.
I love this guy.
I do too.
Yes, he's
popsicles.
Showy. Popsicles.
What's that hanging out your pants?
Popsicles. They're nuts.
A popsicle and nuts. Gotcha.
Ah, gotcha. Oh, I see the popsicle and the nuts.
Yeah, that's right. Right. These nuts, yes.
Popsicles.
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 Popsicles. How amusing. Popsicles.
Yeah. What do your grandchildren have a nickname for you?
Popsicles.
Yeah, when he was outside in the cold, he would say,
"Popsicles."
All right. They knew when they got that guy. This is making the story. I don't care what we get after this. This guy makes it.
This is gold.
All right.
He got the grape stain in his face.
Days later, the tax department revised the rules. Governor Lamont says they misinterpreted the state budget.
And I think DRS too broadly interpreted it.
And in an exclusive...
This is what happens when you don't pay attention.
Yep.
People do stuff. And you're like, what happened?
No idea. What happened?
It was an honest mistake. I wasn't paying attention.
Caught me by surprise, too. I was sleeping. I was reading a magazine.
Okay.
And in an exclusive interview with Connecticut Power and Politics, Governor Lamont says he had no idea about the grocery tax either.
No, shame on me.
Wait. How did you not know?
What?
How did you not know? Would you sign someone something and walk away? Go on a fishing trip. Don't do anything stupid.
I had no idea.
None at all.
Wow.
Imagine my embarrassment when I saw that.
One, he throws all of his people under the bus.
Yes, he does.
They broadly interpreted.
Right.
And then he's like, grocery tax?
I had no idea.
What, on popsicles?
I'm surprised.
And my bagels.
Popsicles? Wow.
Popsicles. That's nuts.
Popsicles.
All right.
He had no idea about the grocery tax either.
No, shame on me, because my guys started saying, we're looking at the numbers. They're coming in a lot more than that. And it took us a couple of days to realize that they had too broadly interpreted what the intent of the legislature and our intent was.
Oh, my God.
Shame on me for that.
Shame on me for their mistake.
The right. Part of that clip in there.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shame on me.
Well,
They screwed up.
I'm going to take the heat for this one.
No, but he's saying shame on me because they're coming in with these numbers and they're way high and he didn't do anything about it. And he's trying to make it seem like, shame on me. You know, those numbers were a little high and I was...
I should have said something.
I should have said, let's figure out why they're so high.
But I was on a popsicle.
Boy, gee golly, I should have looked at that a little longer.
There are so many layers of lies and stupidity in there.
You stunned?
I don't know where to begin.
Gotcha.
You know?
Okay.
But he's trying to act like they figured it out. But it was the outrage.
Yeah.
It was the outrage from the public.
It definitely was.
That made them say, oh, we better take a look at this because people are pissed.
Uh-oh.
They're nuts.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I made the boo-boo.
A popsicle.
Popsicle.
I love that guy.
I wish someone secretly recorded the meeting where Lamont is with the commissioner of the DHS and they're going through this line by line. Like, yeah, tax it. They didn't want tolls. Make them pay.
Yeah.
Right. And,
yeah.
Oh, and you know, for that commissioner to release that recording, that would be the best because he's just throwing this guy under the bus. Like, yeah, they
it's those guys,
the legislature and the government, me, we had our intentions and then they screwed it up.
Right.
Two sound bites they've played of him. Both times he said they too broadly interpreted it. That's going to be his defense. Oh,
right.
Yeah, they too broadly interpreted it.
He spent more time in a meeting figuring out the excuse.
Yep.
How are we going to throw someone else under the bus than he did looking at the numbers?
Popsicles.
What do you think his brain's made of?
Popsicles.
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah.
Popsicles.
Leave that guy alone.
Right.
Leave
him
alone.
Eat his popsicles.
That guy sounds like, you know, he was either Korean War or probably too young for World War II. But, you know, Korean, like, the guy probably fought for the country, sacrificed so much, helped build this country into what. And now he can't even go to the store and get
popsicles.
Without paying a tax.
Exactly. His one vice is popsicles.
Right. He sounds like the guy that would get the red, white, and blue popsicles.
Yes!
Yes. The bomb pops.
That's the only one I was thinking of.
That's right.
Those are bomb pops, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
It took us a couple of days to realize that they had too broadly interpreted what the intent of the legislature and our intent was.
But the Republicans are saying, you know, this is an executive branch agency. How is it that the governor did not know this is how the tax department was going to interpret this?
I'd ask the Republicans, where was your budget?
What's in your wallet?
I love how he doesn't answer the question. Because basically, the guy asked a legitimate question. Republicans are like, how can this happen? This is you oversee these departments.
Yeah.
Let me answer your question with a question.
Yeah, where's their budget?
Right. There's a long pause before he says anything, where like his brain is just like misfiring.
Yeah, you should put that scanning sound there.
Computing.
But you hear something drop.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, here.
This is how the tax department was going to interpret this.
I'd ask the Republicans, what was that?
His jaw.
His hand probably. Yeah.
His jaw.
Yeah.
I'd ask the Republicans, where's their budget?
I'd ask the Republicans, what's your favorite popsicle?
That's our governor.
Yay!
I got governor. Yay!
Popsicles.
I got popsicle. Yay!
Wow. I don't think we've ever seen anything this bad.
No.
When is this term up again?
This quick.
Jeez.
Mm. Oh, my God.
I give the campaign a lot of credit to be able to hide that stupidity for so long.
Yeah.
You know? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
They're nuts.
The signs are there. He was talking to himself in every commercial.
Why are you at court today? Street Pete ran into Nikki Boom at the Milford Oktoberfest, so he's not talking about why he was at court on that particular day, but he told the story on past encounter at court.
What's your name?
Nick.
Nick what? What was your street name?
Nicky Booms, Nicky Bombay, yeah?
Hold on.
Nicky Boom Bombay.
I didn't see the hand gesture.
Was it Indian?
You're Nicky Boom, yo.
Was it Indian gangster? Nicky Boom Bombay. Yeah, that's right. Nicky Boom Bombay.
No, I think it's Nicky Boom, Nicky Boom Bay.
Nicky Boom Bombay.
Yeah, he adds an A, yeah.
I heard Bombay.
You hurt?
I like Pete's reaction to the nickname. We're gonna get to that in a sec, but
he was a big fan of the show.
Cool.
So he was really excited that, you know, we were there and at the Oktoberfest.
He said your name like 8 times.
I came from Bombay.
No, I love this guy because you know
Nicky Boom.
He loves us, we love him.
Nick, what was your street name?
Nicky Booms, Nicky Bombay, yeah?
It's Nicky's.
Nicky Booms, Nicky Bombay.
No, he said Nicky's Boom.
Nicky's Boom.
Nicky's Boom?
He named himself after that liquor, Bombay.
Nicky's Boom, Nicky's Boom.
Because he's a
Baye?
It's like a song. Baye,
Baye,
Boom, Baye. Nicky Boom, Baye, Boom, Baye.
All right.
Street name. Nicky Booms, Nicky Bombay,
Word up. Where's the four?
Word up.
Hey, man, I'm hip with the street.
I'm down with the homies. Word up.
I'm going to pour some beer on the curb.
Yeah, G, what up?
No, OG.
Word up.
Word up to your mama.
Got to stay in touch with my people, Phil.
Right. My peeps, my marshmallows.
That's why they call me Street Pete.
Right.
Word up to Word your up, mother. Yeah.
Right. I call you Boulevard Boy in a moment.
Should be a t-shirt. Word up.
When did that song come out? Like 1990?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Cameo, right?
Word up. Mm. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Word up. What were you arrested for?
I was arrested for DUI. This is like a couple years ago. I was blocked out driving. I pull over.
Blocked out driving. Now, were there cars in front of him?
Right.
He was driving on blocks.
I was gonna hit my horn to get the move for me.
Totally blocked out.
I couldn't believe they blocked me out.
Word up.
All right.
I pull over. I took the keys out the ignition, put them in my pocket. Boom, fell asleep, man.
Boom, Nicky Boom went boom. Boom.
Lights went out. Boom goes down and falls boom.
My head went on a horn and went, yep.
Fell down with boom.
That's how he got his name, Nicky Boom, Nicky Boom by eight.
You're hurt.
Boom, fell asleep, man. Right on the side of the road, man. Fell asleep.
I think his buddy's in the background.
Yeah, translator.
Taking a nap.
Yeah. Translating for him.
It's like his attorney.
Yeah.
You didn't pass out. You were taking a nap.
Right. As your attorney advise you.
This is not a mistake. This was a planned event.
Right on the side of the road, man. Fell asleep.
Did you just refer to yourself in the third person? Boom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just checking.
So, dude.
That's good to know. Okay, confirmed.
I like Pete listens to the answers.
He does. Yeah.
He's not just working off a list of questions.
True.
Listening to what's happening.
Somewhat. So, yeah. Kind of.
Word up.
In a way.
Word. So, dude, all of a sudden, knock, 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 man. Mr. Cop is knocking
knock,
on the window.
Knock, knock, man.
That was his name. Knock, 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 man. No, knock.
He did say he was a fan.
Mr. Cop, man. Mr. Cop, man.
Knock, 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 man.
Mr. Cop, man.
Knock, man.
No, knock, cop.
Knock, knock, man.
This guy's great.
No, 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 no.
All right.
Knock, 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 man. Mr. Cop is knocking on the window. And then he brought me to jail, dude, arrested me. I'm in the cell yelling at him, screaming at him.
I feel like there was something that happened in between him knocking on the window and him entering the jail cell.
Like being belligerent or stupid?
Yeah, yeah, right. One
or
of those.
Failing some kind of a test that or whatever.
Thing. Right.
Yeah.
He thought he was pulled over on the side of the road. He's just like in the middle of the green.
Blew a 5.0.
I don't know why taking your keys and putting them in your pocket is going to help.
Right. Because it seems if your keys aren't in the ignition, it can't get you for DWI.
Right. Yeah. That's what I thought.
I'm not driving.
Seriously?
The car parked itself.
If they see him moving, then he can get it for DWI. But if you get pulled over
right,
and you take the keys out before the cops come and you start drinking, like if they pull up and you got a bottle in your hand, you can say, well, I was under stress. I started drinking.
The car actually parked itself.
Street Pete's defense is I was under stress.
Right. Tough day at work.
Yeah, I started drinking because I hit something.
Pete.
Yeah.
Okay. Word
up. After you pulled me over, I
word
got that guy drunk. Yeah.
Word up.
Word up.
This is also a guy who's been downtown in the paddy wagon a couple times.
Yes,
so.
Right.
Just anyone listening to Pete, keep that in mind.
Right.
I know my way around. Yeah.
Now, if you're sitting in the driver's seat of a car and the keys are not in the ignition,
right,
then you are past the legal limit of intoxication, do you get charged for that? That's what sounds like what happened to this guy. Mm. And he thought, if I take the keys out of the ignition and put them in my pocket,
as long
as
no one sees you driving.
Right.
Right.
So I mean, I'm sure you can get arrested for it. But
right. I would love to know the answer to that question. Yeah.
And math.
Right. Because then would it be okay if he was in the passenger seat sleeping?
Right.
Or the back seat.
The car somehow got over here. We mean it.
Well, then you get arrested for open container.
Let me see if we have an answer. Chaz and AJ.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. Thanks.
Good. I'm retired PD. If the keys are not in the ignition, it's still a DWI. If they're not in the ignition, then you don't have a DWI.
Gotcha.
Okay. That's what I thought. We're doing Why Are You at Court today. We ran into Nikki Boom a few weeks back at the Milford Oktoberfest. Street Pete talked to him, got a good interview. Where we are in the story is he apparently had a lot to drink, was in his car, pulled over to the side of the road, took the keys out of the ignition, put them in his front pocket, fell asleep in the car. The cop went, knock, 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 man.
Who's there?
On the window.
Who's there?
And arrested him anyway. And then we'll get to the rest later, but we're like, well, can you be, if the keys aren't in the ignition, can you be in the driver's seat sleeping?
Right.
Or do you have to be in a passenger seat? Someone just called and said there's now a zero tolerance law where if you're in the driver's seat drunk, doesn't matter where the keys are, you're done.
If you're in an RV, you're home already.
That's, right.
I would think the law has to catch up too now with the self-driving cars. Are you drunk? Are you drunk driving with a self-driving car?
But if the car's driving, then who cares?
If the car's drunk,
you're still behind the wheel.
The car's on ethanol. Oh, my God.
Well, get in the back seat and let the car drive.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Word up.
You just wanted to use it again, didn't you?
Pete's so hip.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, so is there some sort of loophole where if you have a push-button start and your keys are in your pocket, technically they're not in the ignition?
That's true.
Oh.
We have to get an attorney on. There has to be a DUI attorney out there.
Yes.
Yeah, right. I've heard there's such a thing. Okay, thanks.
Right, thank you.
Yeah. I wouldn't go by.
You only got a key fob. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard there's such a thing.
Right. What if it caused a crank start? The old days.
Right.
Studebaker?
All right, let's listen to the rest of Nikki Boom and we'll sort the rest of that out.
And then he brought me to jail, dude, the rest of me. I'm in the cell yelling at him, screaming at him, and then here I am 2 years later, man, still drinking but not driving.
Can I tell you how we met Nikki Boom?
How?
It was the end of the night, and Pete is about to move the PLR van, and Pete says, hey, can you pick your beer up from in front of the van?
Right.
And this is how the whole thing started. He put his beer down in front of the tire.
There you go.
He was like, yo, no way, that's Chaz from Chaz and AJ, yo. Oh, my mixtape drops.
Oh, we like Nikki Boom.
Yeah. Why didn't you get the mixtape? We should be playing that right now.
Yeah, really.
Do we get the mix?
We got the link.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I got to give Chaz the credit on this one. He saw him.
Oh, all right.
I drive, but not when I'm drunk. What'd you learn? I learned not to drink and drive and to drink a lot when you're not driving.
Wait, what?
Something poorly short. I learned to drink and drive.
No, it's the best. It's like Springer at the end, like, here's the lesson that we learned today.
Right.
And so Pete asks, so what did you learn? Right? So
yes.
It's a growth moment.
Look at this. Yeah.
I learned not to drink and drive and to drink a lot when you're not driving.
Right. So if you're not driving, just drink a lot. Even if you're going
to
perform surgery on someone, as long as you're not driving,
you're
it's
good.
Okay.
Nikki Boom.
Nikki Boom.
Bye.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, what's up, man? I got a treat for you guys this morning.
You got a what?
I got a treat for you this morning.
A seat?
A treat.
Treat.
A treat.
Oh,
sorry.
A treat.
A treat.
I got a free treat. I got Nikki Bombay with me.
Oh, Nikki Bombay.
They said a treat.
All right, put Nikki Bombay on.
Yo, 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 what's going on?
That's Nikki Bombay.
Which Uber are you in?
What up? What up?
What up?
Word up. Word up.
And word up.
Yes.
Word Big Bird.
Yeah. Exactly.
We have a theory as to why you were kicked out of Uber. Can you tell us that story?
Dude, you know what's craziest? I have no idea, man.
Really?
I
poured
no
my
idea.
Drink in. I got into an argument with the Uber driver. I poured my drink in his car, he said, because I called him up after the police gave me his number. And I met up with him. I gave him $110, dude, and I didn't even ask him why. I was embarrassed, you know?
Gotcha.
But wait, so you got in the car with a beer and you had an argument and you don't remember what the argument was about?
No, I didn't even know I got into an argument with him, dude. The freaking cops told me the next day at the police station.
I'm guessing it was about beer in the car.
And they gave you his number? Isn't that bad?
Yeah, it doesn't sound right.
No.
But, so you don't remember the argument. Now, did you wake up in the police station or did someone say you have to go to the police station?
No, yeah, they called me and told me to come to the police station.
Oh. So take an Uber.
Okay. And
yeah,
then
no,
they...
No,
yep, yeah, here's my theory. You got in the car with a beer. He said, you can't drink that here. You got to dump that out. And you said, oh, yeah, I'll dump it out right here in the car.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one's from my home.
Ben, maybe, dude.
You never thought that out? You never thought that was possible?
Still working on it.
Dude, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I blacked out, dude.
Right. So have you pulled back on the drinking?
No, definitely not.
He pulled up.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, when does your mixtape drop?
Dude, if you guys want to hear it, dude, I give it to you, man.
Is it online anywhere?
Nikki Bombay SoundCloud.
On the air, dude. Nikki Booms. Hashtag Nikki Booms. Nikki Bombay.
Wait, Instagram, what am I hashtagging? Bombay. Nikki Booms or Nikki Boombaye?
You said SoundCloud, right?
Hashtag both.
Hashtag both.
Okay.
Yep.
Hashtag confused.
Yeah. Hashtag, I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah. Does that mean tic-tac-toe?
Yeah.
All right. And then just to finish up this story. So the cops call you, say, come on down. We got to talk to you. You go down. They say, yeah, you had an argument in Uber, you're going to be kicked out or whatever. They gave you his phone number. So what did you say? I want to make this right?
No, he didn't want any problems. He just wanted me to pay him, dude. Oh. So I gave him $110, dude, for pouring the beer in his car.
Wow.
What was the 10?
Whatever.
Yeah, that was 10.
How did you get to 110? Why not just 100?
That was tip.
I don't know, man.
10% tip.
That's all I had.
$100 to clean your car, 10% tip.
Gave him everything he had.
Okay. And then you thought, oh, well, everything will be fine. But then you were banned.
Banned, yeah. So I got to take Lyft now.
And did you get in additional trouble? So you paid $110. You got kicked out of Uber. But did you get in trouble with the law? Did you have to go to court? Was there a fine?
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
Nope.
I got a couple of tickets from a couple weeks before that, but we don't even have to get into that, man.
Okay, we won't.
I don't mind. What happened?
Yeah. Hey, you want to meet for lunch? We can get stories for a month from you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I'll tell you stories. We can drink beers, man.
You are definitely... Wow. Drinking beer sounds like something you do all the time.
Yeah, I'm seeing a pattern here.
I feel like most of his stories at least involve some of that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how we met you. You put a beer down in front of our van, and we were like, can you move that, please?
Yeah, remember, I was like, yo, Chaz, yo, AJ, my boys, yo.
Hey, yo. Word up, my brother.
What up?
Oh, word to
I feel
Greg,
like Nikki Boom should perform at the toy drive.
Right.
Yo, I'm trying to get into Toad's place, bro.
That's close.
It's paid admission.
Yeah, it's the same city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One step at one stage at a time.
All right.
I hear you. Give you a quick little verse right here, bro, if you don't mind.
Yeah, drop that.
Any
drop
curse them. Words?
I'll beep them out.
You're going to beep them out. Okay.
I'll beep them out.
All right. Okay.
All right, you ready? All right, hold up.
Hold up.
All right.
Finger on the dump button.
Don't say it in the car. Hold up.
All right. The name is Nicholas, and I'm about to stick the tip of this.
Hold on. I'm just hitting the dump button right
hold
now.
Hold it.
Boy, if you're listening on the internet, man.
You're laughing your ass off
right now. I like how it starts. We're going to...
That's some Eminem lyrics right there, bro.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Well, what are we going to get to rhyme with Nicholas?
It's almost like the Nantucket song.
Right.
How about Tickles?
What are you going to rhyme with Nicholas? Tip of this. What?
Jesus. Right, like a cigar.
How about ridiculous?
Exactly. Or a pen, pencil.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. My name is Nicholas. This is ridiculous.
It never occurred to Nicholas that his name rhymes with ridiculous.
He's going to eat some licorice.
Licorice.
Don't put me on some ticklish.
Oh, man.
See, I can help you out here.
All right. Well, thank you, Nikki. Boom, Nikki. Boom, bye, day.
Kumbaya.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.